prayer and then praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God and He invites us to come boldly before His throne, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne, which is Smallwood in vision and glory and honor to the newborn King here on Sounds of Praise.
While shepherds watched, their flocks by night, there came from heaven such a wondrous sight. The sky was filled with the holy light, holy light. And angel voices filled that lonely night. I can hear the angels sing, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, hallelujah, in the highest. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, in the highest. I can hear the angels sing, glory, hallelujah. In the highest. Yeah.
6 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. And that's Richard Small in Vision and Glory and Honor to the Newborn King, because he's the Messiah.
An ordinary teenage girl was visited by an angel with an extraordinary message of God's blessing and favor. I've found favor with God. I'm going to have a son. His name is to be Jesus, the throne of David, a kingdom without end. How can this be?
Gabriel's response was simple. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For a moment, all of heaven waited for her response.
Mary, Mary, I've come to bring good news. God of all the universe has highly favored you. So don't be afraid, but you will bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He's the long-awaited one. He's the Messiah, the Holy Son of God. He will come to save the world. He's the promised one. He's the Messiah, spotless perfect lamb. He will be the truth, the light, a hope for man.
Lord, I feel unworthy that you have chosen me, but according to your word, Lord, let it be. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me, yeah, that salvation might have life and all the world be free. He's the Messiah, the Holy Son of God. He will come to save the world. He's the promised one. He's the Messiah, big lamb. He will be the truth, the light, the hope for man.
It's hard to comprehend the thought of a perfect man who came to earth from glory to fulfill the master plan. But this is your Messiah, the mighty great.
Final words, for with God nothing shall be impossible, hung in the air. That moment seemed an eternity.
Then Mary, chosen, favored, blessed among women, responded, "Be it unto me according to your word."
Good tidings to Jerusalem.
Here on Sounds of Praise, you just heard Stevie Wonder and Take Six from the album Handel's Messiah, A Soulful Celebration. Oh, thou that tellest good tidings. 1-855-915-WAMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. That's the number to call, 1-855-915-WAMFO. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, Dave Hollister, come on, let's pray.
But I won't let sometimes we forget that he loves us truly, and in him there's rest. So if you let him, he can carry the load. He's right there beside you. I just want you to know.
Hey, let him say, come on to me. And I heard him say, this is the way you should be.
Thought I'd never breathe again. couldn't seem to find my way. Felt like I was gonna die. Couldn't take all the pain inside. Just when I thought it was over, God stepped right in and answered your prayer. He was right there. Somebody
till the power come on. It broke the chains of those who were bound.
Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise United Prayer and Praise Ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests in the praise report. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God's going to continue to work on her eyes. And she's praying, seeing God, because she's going to be able to go to church next Sunday. So we're praying that God's going to touch her body, give her complete deliverance, also deliverance from smoking. Michelle of Medford, and praising God for being able to go to church next Sunday. We're praying for Kay. Kay needs God's deliverance in his life. We're praying that God's going to touch him, strengthen him, deliver him, and make him the individual that God has called him to be. Kay, looking for God's deliverance in his life. We're praying for V. V is looking for God's blessing upon a report that he has to file this week. And we pray that God's going to give him the open door, that the report might be a blessing. And he might be blessed, and he might be a source of blessings into other lives as well. We're praising God for E. E has successfully recovered from cancer surgery. We're praying that God's going to continue to give him complete deliverance in his body as well. E, recovering from cancer surgery. Then there's another E. We're asking for God's deliverance from a cough and a cold. E, looking for God's deliverance from a cough and a cold. Then there's L of Cambridge. We're praying that God's going to bless her and bring peace for herself and her families everywhere. L of Cambridge, looking for God's blessing and peace for herself and on families everywhere. And then there's V. V was in an automobile accident. We're praying that God's going to touch his body and give him complete deliverance as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful, Lord, that you sent your Son into the world. And he was willing to come as a babe in a manger and then become our deliverer as he lived that perfect life that we could not live, lived that experience that sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary that we could not experience, and then was raised from death and sent the Holy Spirit into the world so that we might receive your salvation and be strengthened and be able to rejoice in you and do the things that you called us to do so that we might be your lights in the world. So now we come today, Lord, we bring Michelle of Medford before you, asking you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Deliver her from smoking, Lord, and deliver her from the eye problems that she's going through. We pray you're going to continue to work in her behalf, and that she rejoices in you on the possibility of being able to go to church next Sunday. We pray you work powerfully in her behalf. May she be strengthened as she looks forward to that day. And as she goes, Lord, may she be able to receive that which you have for her, so her life might be a continual blessing in your sight and among others, that many might call you blessed on that final day through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Kay, who needs your deliverance, Lord, Father, we pray you would touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Everywhere he goes, may the reality of your presence just be with him. And may the anointing just flow mightily through his life, Lord, and deliver him from all that is keeping him back from all the wondrous things that you have for him. May he yield himself totally to your control and begin to discover that he can progress in your will. And may many be blessed and strengthened through the talents and the abilities you have given to him. And we claim great victory in his life and through his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for V, who has to file a report this week, Father, we pray you would give him your wisdom, give him your knowledge, give him your understanding. Go before him, Lord. Be the God of the open door in his behalf. And may he files that report, Lord. May he receive the benefits and blessings that he's looking forward to. And as he receives them, Lord, may he recognize they've come from your hand. And may he in turn turn his life completely to you and to your control, so you may receive all the benefits and all the glory that is going to be accomplished in his life through this report. And we pray that you might be able to work powerfully in his life in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for E, who is recovering from successful cancer surgery, Father, we pray you would touch this individual from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, let your healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May he realize there are souls who are praying for him and praising you for how he's progressed thus far. And may his family, Lord, and friends continue to hold on to you, recognizing, O Lord, that you are the source of his benefits and you are the source of his healing. And may he recognize, Lord, that since he received such benefits and blessings from your hand, that he might turn his life totally to you, into your control. And we're waiting for further testimonies of great and mighty things accomplished through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for another E, who looking to you, Lord, from deliverance from a cough and cold, Father, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We've said in the program already that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we pray that you will provide your joy and your strength and encourage her even through this time of being laid aside. May she recognize, O Lord, as she places her faith and confidence in you, you've done a good work in her behalf thus far. You're able to continue it and complete it so that many might be blessed and many might be strengthened and many might be encouraged through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Then this L of Cambridge, Lord, we pray you continue to bless her, pour out your blessings upon her, strengthen her as she goes. May her life be a tremendous testimony of the wondrous things that can be accomplished in the life of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. And we pray for her peace, Lord, during this special season and beyond. And may her peace flow out from her life, from your peace, from her life into the lives of others, especially families, Lord, who need your peace, who need the assurance that you alone can give. And may great and mighty things be accomplished in the days which are ahead. And we thank you for her testimony and for her life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And then there's V, Lord, who needs your touch. She was in an accident. Pray you would touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Let your healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we pray, O Lord, that you would accomplish great and mighty things in his life. And may his life, O God, be a tremendous testimony of what can be accomplished in the lives of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. And may many be blessed, may many be strengthened, may many be encouraged as he testifies of the wondrous works he's received from your hand. And we're praising you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in and through his life, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:36 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org from the App Store. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. This is a Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge, Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are featuring our annual Christmas Sunday production this year entitled Rejoice. And on this last set, we heard Richard Smallwood and Vision with Glory and Honor to the Newborn King. Mark Condon teamed up with Jonathan Moore and Vonnie Lopez with He's the Messiah. Stevie Wonder and Take Six with O Thou That Tell Us Good Tidings. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister led us into the When You Pray segment of the ministry, Come On, Let's Pray. And we heard Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Somebody Prayed For Me. That's the benefits and blessings of God's salvation. His great gift doesn't end with us, but we are to be sources through whom his benefits, his anointing, his victory might flow. Kirk Franklin and the family. And this is Now Behold the Lamb here on Sounds of Praise.
Now behold. shed your blood for me, Jesus, on Calvary. Thank you for being born for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For loving me so.
Never, 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 no.
For loving me so.
Kirk Franklin and family, and now behold the Lamb. Yes, Jesus Christ came into the world as the Lamb of God to die in our place, the sacrificial Lamb who came to take our place on the cross of Calvary. That's where we deserve to be, but he took our place and paid the penalty for all of our sin. And as we come to him, we can receive his salvation gift, the greatest gift anyone can receive at this time of the year. Tri-State Mass Choir, if you come to him. If is the key word. If you come to him. In the background, we had the Tri-State Mass Choir with If You Come to Him. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now if you've never given your life to Christ, so you may receive the greatest gift you could ever receive at this time of the year. Any time of the year, really. And so, therefore, if you repeat these words after me as a sincere prayer to God, God will bring his salvation work alive in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I thank you for your great gift of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Dear Jesus, I thank you for taking my place on the cross of Calvary, paying the penalty that I could not pay so that I might receive your forgiveness and the deliverance that you alone can give. And now I come, yielding myself to you and to your control, asking you to take full control of my life, lead, guide, and direct me through the days which you have ahead for me, and then on that final day, bring me into your presence where I may live with you eternally. And I thank you for this great privilege in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you have received God's salvation gift, no matter how matter. You may not be able to recognize what's taken place, but as you progress in him, God will give you the direction that you need to continue to grow in your new life in his salvation gift. And I'd like to know about that. If you've done that, you can call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if you're not near a phone, you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And we'll send some material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should be become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:51 here on Sounds of Praise. It's almost time to wrap the program up, and I got to decide what's the final music I'm going to play here. Okay, let's. If you've given your life to Christ, and we pray that you have, then Jesus has become the center of your joy. The Richard Smallwood Singers here on Sounds of Praise.
You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
Jesus, you're the center.
In the simple things in life, you're the music in the meadows and the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Oh,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
That's good.
All that's good and perfect comes from you.
You're the heart of my contentment.
7:57 here on Sounds of Praise. The mats are in the house. So it's time for another edition of Brutal Brunch. Let me get the bags packed and move on out until next Sunday. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, with the, I guess, our final Christmas program music of the Christmas season. And that'll bring us to the end of the year. Haven't really decided what we're going to do for the first Sunday in January. But as soon as I know, I'll let you know. So till then, it's your host, Darren Lee Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day, week, and Lord, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and enjoy all the holidays. And hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We do it all over again. And by chance, I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.